bit far.
Yes, go.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hop, so happy Easter day. There's a orchid for your mommy, an Easter bonnet too. So here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hop, so happy Easter day.
You come in.
Where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom
Addio, del passato.
Okay.
Mary had a little lamb, as fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. He followed her to school one day, what was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb in school.
Okay. Watch how you hold
it. On the three little pigs, they wanted to build a house. One little pig said, "Oh, there's lots around here. I'll just make a house of hay, and I'll throw any old wish words on it." The other little pig wanted to build a house of sticks. There's lots of sticks around here. Then you just throw them any old wish words. Gus Pig was the smart pig. He said, "I'll get some bricks, and I'll slap my house, and I'll slap my house." And he loved to do little pigs. You are the silliest. Here we have time to play all day. You think the Homer J. X. Louie Wolf is going to come. But what do you know? The next day comes Homer J. Wolf. Came Homer J. Wolf. And he was decided to get one of those pigs. So then he came and knocked on the door.
Oh, no, I'm not going there. That's good.
Said, "It's me, Homer J. Wolf, your best friend. Will you please let me in?"
"Not here, I'm a chin chin."
"Then I'll hop and I'll pop and I'll blow your house in." When he blow the little house in, Jelly says, "Yikes, I'm getting out of here, ain't rankle. Oh, let me get Homer J. Wolf is coming." And then the little pig said, sure, blank, blank, blank. Oh boy, oh boy.
"Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? Who is it?"
"Me, Homer J. Wolf, your best friend. Will you let me?"
"Not by my hair, on my chin, chin, chin."
"Then I'll hop and I'll pop and I'll blow you out." He said, "Yikes, I'm going to go to Gus' house. Please, Gus, let me in."
"See, you dopeies, I told you."
"Please let me in, you dopey."
"All right." Clack, clack, clack.
The leak, here came Homer J. Wolf.
"Who is it?"
"It's me, your friend, Homer J. X. Louie Wolf. Will you please
then I'll go home.
But you know what he did? He just went up behind a little tree. Come here, little lamb. I won't hurt you. And he slammed the little lamb, ate the little lamb, but he put on the lamb's coat. And he knocked on the door. Who is it?
Me, a poor little lamb who doesn't have anybody to have.
We see you in the meadow, you skip. Woof, because we have our glasses on.
All right, boys, we've been fooling around enough. I'll have one for breakfast, one for supper, and one for lunch. So then I will hop and I will pop and I will blow you.
Now I'll go up on the chimney and they won't know who's afraid of the big bad wolf. The big bad wolf. Afraid of boys. I hear something. Too much air. Wolf. Wait, let me put a kettle of water there. A slam doing. He went out the door and goodbye. And that's all the story we have today on Story Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to bring to you now a very, very charming lady with dark brown hair. And her husband is very well known to you all. But she's just as charming as her husband is famous. And her name is Mrs. Jean Autry. Good evening, Mrs. Autry.
Good evening.
Well, how does it seem to be the wife of such a famous man as Jean?
Well, it seems awful nice, and he's running for sheriff.
Oh, of what city?
Of Texas.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Tell me, Mrs. Autry, is Jean lots of fun?
Yes, he takes care of the children when I go out some nights.
Oh, fine. How many children do you have?
Only two.
Oh.
And we have two birds.
Oh, uh-huh. What are the children's names?
Betty and Betsy.
Oh, that's cute.
I mean Sylvia and Patsy.
Oh, and what are the birds' names?
Mr. Peepers and Mrs. Peepers.
Oh, that's awfully cute. Well, tell me some more about yourself. What do you do all day? Do you like to ride?
Well, no, I don't ride all day. I go to the store sometimes, and sometimes the children go out with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, on some other days, I go and buy something for the children, and the other days I buy clothes for myself.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Jean.
Well, what does Jean like to eat that you cook?
Well, hamburgers and old stuff like that while we can make out in an open fire.
Oh, do you eat outdoors a lot?
Yes, especially when it's going to be a long night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, does Jean have to be away from home a lot making pictures?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. About every night, but not on Sundays and not on the day before Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other nights.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, that
like
makes
tomorrow.
Oh, will he have to be gone tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. Let's see. Do you know Mr. and Mrs. Roy Rogers?
Yes, they are right next door.
Oh, is that so?
My ranch.
Uh-huh. How do you like Dale?
She has 300 kids.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, what are their names?
Patsy, Betsy, Sylvia, just like our Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
And they have David.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the names I know.
Oh, I see. You don't know them all. Mm-hmm. Well, where do you keep Jean's horse?
Well, we have a special barn, and we put the saddles on the fence, and,
mm-hmm.
and we put the covers right on the horses all night and all
oh,
that.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And you don't ride?
Well, yes, I do, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. You and Jean sometimes go out for a breakfast ride in the morning?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come back, we get kind of stars when we eat.
Well, who is your favorite cowboy, your husband Gene Autry or Roy Rogers?
My husband. Like always ladies like their husbands.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it's been awfully nice talking to you, Mrs. Autry. Do you have anything to say to the boys and girls that might be listening?
Yes, boys and girls, remember, to do what your mother says and eat, force yourself to eat everything.
And what's the best thing to eat?
The best thing is to eat your vegetables and everything mother puts in front of you.
Well, that's very good advice, and thank you.
And if you don't like pizza, you don't have to eat it. Because I tasted it and I said, eh.
Well, thank you again, Mrs. Autry. This has been
Goodbye.
A very nice interview. Goodbye. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have with us today the bride of the year, Miss Marjorie Coughlin. Now, Miss Coughlin's going to be married in June, and we just thought we'd like to know what it's like to be the bride of the year. Good evening, Miss Coughlin.
Good evening.
And just exactly when are you going to be married?
In June.
Uh-huh. And what's the lucky young man's name?
Jack Shoefire.
Oh, uh-huh. And who are your bridesmaids going to be, Miss Coughlin?
My sisters.
What?
And Nona.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Lou.
Mm-hmm.
And Marge. And
no,
Jean.
No, you're Marge.
Oh, I'm Marge. But there's going to be Nona. And Kathy Ashton, and Jean's mother. I mean Jean.
Yes. And are you going to
have... Not Jean Autry.
No. Jean McGill. Is that right? Uh-huh. Are you going to have any flower girls in your wedding?
Yes. Oh. Kathy.
Oh, who's she?
Oh, she's a girl what has brown hair.
Mm-hmm. Is she any relation to you?
Yes.
What is she?
She is my
niece.
Niece.
Mm-hmm. Well, say, that sounds like it's going to be a lovely wedding. What color dress do you think you'll wear?
White.
Oh, uh-huh. Is it going to be a brand new dress or a dress that someone else has worn before?
Well, Jean wore it before, but we're just going to put another top piece. But we have the same veil.
Oh, I see. Well, say, Miss Coughlin, is that your name, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Before you get married, do you have to have a rehearsal and practice?
Yes.
Well, why do you have to do that?
Well, so you know how to walk in the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. And then do you usually have parties or anything before?
Yes, we have a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
That night, and then we rush out. And I'm going to pick up somebody, Jean, over from her house. I think they're all going to come over to Jack's mother's house.
Oh, I see. Where are you going away on a honeymoon?
Yes.
Where are you going?
We're going to the loveliest part we ever knew, California.
Oh, how nice.
And before, we're going to go to Ephraim.
Oh, that is a beautiful honeymoon spot. I think you'll like that very much.
We're going to go at both places.
Mm-hmm.
First Ephraim, then California.
Oh, are you going to, do you have an apartment yet?
No, we're not married yet, and we don't have an apartment yet, but we're looking for one.
Mm-hmm, and then you'll get one, and then you'll get married, and then you can go and live in it, right?
Yes, and we're not going to choose an apartment, we're going to choose a house, because we're going to have some pets.
Oh, are you? What?
Well, we're going to have a kitty and a dog.
Oh.
Because we can train them to get along together very well.
How are you going to train them to do that?
Well, I'm going to... get some dog with those already trained with kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have a mother cat and three little kittens.
Oh, wonderful. That just sounds peachy to me. Mm-hmm.
And I hope you do know that we're getting married very soon from today.
Well, what do you hope that you'll get for wedding gifts?
Well, we do always need a lamp.
Oh, uh-huh.
And some tables. We'll get some forks because, and we already have some dishes.
Oh, do you?
Hmm.
Wonderful. Mhm. And how many children do you hope you'll have?
One.
Just one?
Yes, because then I don't have to go race to room to room if they're sick.
Oh.
I'll get the same thing. I'll have to go.
Uh-huh. Oh, but don't you think just one child, that's not enough. They won't have anyone to play with.
Well, we can go to a house that's near children's house.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have to take care of so much. And they can go to their house or they can come over to our house.
I see. Well, Miss Coughlin, this has been very, very interesting. Oh, one thing more. What color dresses will your bridesmaids wear?
Well, some of them will wear what color? Green. Mm-hmm. And my flower girl will wear white.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and are they going to carry bouquets of flowers?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Daisies?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What are the men's names in the wedding? Do you know?
Well, John Coughlin, that's my brother. And I don't know.
Tom
Weber. Tom Weber.
And John Donahue.
And John Donahue.
And
Bob Moore.
Bob Moore. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lovely wedding, and I certainly hope I can make it that day.
Well, I think you can, because we can invite you.
Fine. Well, lots of luck, Miss Coughlin. And thank you very much for coming down today to be interviewed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.